But first, a new report questions whether many Arizona communities will have the water they'll need in the future. The Kyle Center for Water Policy at ASU's Morrison Institute cast doubt on a system that guarantees a 100-year water supply for new home construction. Joining us now is one of the authors of this report. Kathleen Ferris is a senior researcher with the Kyle Center and has been involved in Arizona water policy for a very long time. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So I want to start with this 100-year water supply law that's in place that you're sort of questioning in this report. Tell us how this is supposed to work.
Well, in 1980, the state required new subdivisions to have a 100-year assured water supply before they could sell lots. And as time went on, it became very clear that that water supply needed to be a renewable water supply, which basically is surface water because it's renewed by nature every year. Mm-hmm. But developers and cities and towns that lived in areas that were in areas where they didn't have access to surface water didn't like that result. And they wanted a way to develop based on groundwater. So in 1993, the legislature allowed that to happen by giving the entity that operates the Central Arizona Project the responsibility to buy water, bring it in, and put it back underground to replenish the groundwater pumped for these subdivisions.
Right. What are the consequences of that? That leads to some problems.
Well, it does. It leads to some big problems. So what our research has shown, and people have known this for some time, is that the responsibility to replenish groundwater has grown way bigger than anybody ever thought. And it used to be that people thought, well, we'll just have enough excess CAP water to put underground and that'll solve the problem. Well, of course, with climate change and bigger uses of CAP water by those who have permanent rights to that water, there's not enough of that supply. And with a drier future and all the things that are happening on the Colorado River, the competition for water supplies is increasing. So that's one problem. And the other problem is that the entity that's supposed to do this recharging, it's got a really wonky name, K-Grid or the GRD, mm-hmm. isn't required to put the water back in the ground in the same locations where its members, these subdivisions, pump groundwater. So you have a real disconnect between the location of pumping and where the water is put back in, which means that down the road, these subdivisions that are relying on 100% on groundwater might run out.
How far down the road? I mean, is this an imminent problem?
Well, the problem is complicated because the Department of Water Resources years ago decided that if you could pump to depths of 1,000 feet, for example, in the Maricopa County area, that's really deep. And it by the time you get down that low, the water quality is compromised, the costs of pumping go up. But more importantly, you're basically draining the aquifer. And what the department's new studies are showing is that their estimations of how much groundwater was actually in some of these aquifers has changed over time. So we've got a problem with that.
So give us a sense of what can be done, what your report says should be done.
Well, our report has recommended changes to the law. We are not criticizing the Central Arizona Project, the board that operates the Central Arizona Project. They've done the best they can under the law, but the law has too many loopholes. So we think that we need to have a more sophisticated analysis of how much water for replenishment is realistically available. We think that the water that is replenished needs to be put back in the ground where the developments that rely on this are actually pumping water. We think we need to reduce the depth from which groundwater is pumped so that we will be preserving groundwater for future uses. And we also think that we need to explore the financial model of K-Grid of this replenishment obligation, mm-hmm. which right now is putting the burden on the homeowner.
Very quickly, in the few 30 seconds or so we have left here, give us a sense of if there's any political will to make that happen. Is this something that's realistic?
Oh, I don't know. People have been talking about this for years, but I was encouraged by the statement that was issued by the CAP the other day saying they understand that times have changed and that we maybe need to work on these issues. And so I'm hopeful that people will, that this will be a springboard for people to rally around really taking a hard look at this, because the assured water supply requirement is central to how we manage water in our desert state.
All right, that is Kathleen Ferris, a senior researcher with the Kyle Center for Water Policy at ASU. Kathleen, thank you for coming on.
You bet. Thank you.